State Transportation Secretary Frank Buzzalacci expects a high-speed rail line from Milwaukee to Madison to bring nearly 9,600 jobs to Wisconsin. Those will be transit and service jobs at the line stops. The report also projects 3,000 new construction jobs over a decade. Eric Sundquist of the Center on Wisconsin Strategy says while transportation projects like this one can help the economy, job creation can be overestimated. He adds it's also hard to know if any new businesses will really come from the line.
The hard part is trying to put a number on that. There are questions like, are you double counting or are you robbing Peter to pay Paul? If you put in a new transportation improvement of any kind and businesses relocate to be around it, are they just moving from one place to another? How much of the new activity is additive and how much of it is just shifting it around?
Sundquist says it's also important to weigh the economic impacts after the rail line is built. He says maintenance and upkeep of the system's rail cars could be steady work for those needing jobs.
But the real big impact is supposed to be on making the transportation system more effective and efficient and letting people access each other and do business more effectively. That's where the long-term economic benefit should lie. And that's the one that's really hard to pinpoint, but it should be indefinite and go on as long as the trains are there.
State officials are hoping for up to $600 million in stimulus money for the high-speed rail project. They say it's one of the most shovel-ready projects in the U.S. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.